It's much better now. Thank you, Chapel Hill, for making this amazing park. As soon as we get everyone up on the ramps...
Homestead Skate Park was the place to be Monday night. Standing room only around the concrete amenity in Chapel Hill as community members gathered for a demo by a team of professional skaters signed to Nike. Watching from the rims of ramps and the nearby bleachers, people took videos and cheered the skaters on as they performed tricks while testing the limits of the recently rebuilt park. Chapel Hill resident Damon Lubbers said the skate park is, quote, home away from home for him since moving to town more than a decade ago. Lubbers said seeing the skaters of the Nike Pro Team's quality in the Homestead Skate Park, as well as the gathered crowd, was really exciting.
I'm stoked to see so many people, familiar faces, new people. It's cool to see Nike pros out here, especially Casper Broker up there, pro from London. It's cool to see Chapel Hill getting love. It definitely feels like we're more like looked at and people are more thinking of our needs and just like being like, here you go, put them in a corner. Now we got a nice place to be. Overall hyped on the whole situation.
That sense of recognition comes after the local skating community advocated tirelessly for years to improve the amenity in Homestead Park. The original design was built in 1999 and featured a blend of wooden ramps and concrete that got beat up over time by regular use and weather. Nails from makeshift repairs by the skaters themselves would stick up and could ruin a ride. Lubbers described it as challenging and painful to skate, but added,
"But I mean, it was still home. We all loved it. We all cherished it. That's why it looks almost identical as it was before."
While initially privately managed, the town government took over the park in the mid-2000s, but funding any replacement work at Homestead was low on the priority list. Longtime Chapel Hillian and skater Ricky Kovach said there was a disconnect at the time between the local government and the skating community. Having skated at the Chapel Hill Park since it was first constructed, he remembered trying to keep it together while starting renewed discussions with the town.
We would struggle to like just sort of replace little pieces of wood here and there, and just struggling to sort of keep that in good shape for many, many years. So yeah, this was kind of something that would have been a fantasy or like a... we'll never have that much budget or support from the town or any of that, but to see it now, yeah, it's a totally unexpected, like, dream come true, if that makes sense. A dream we never thought was achievable, but now it's here.
That budget and redesign picked up steam in the early 2020s, in part because of the failing structure of the old park design. But it also became an issue heard more frequently at Chapel Hill Town Council meetings, thanks to then-councilmember Adam Searing. A key component of Searing's policy platform was more funding for Chapel Hill's parks and recreation facilities and sites. And that included refurbishing the Homestead Skate Park, where Searing spent hours upon hours with his son, who is a BMX rider that used the old park. Eventually, through a renewed relationship between the skaters, town council, and town staff, the project got rolling. The result was, as Lubbers and Kovach pointed out, keeping the design of the original park while making it all out of reinforced concrete. Like the skaters, Searing said there were some days when he felt skeptical he'd ever see the skate park get renovated.
In Chapel Hill, even a project that is relatively small can consume a lot of oxygen and debate. But I think the most important thing was we actually got a product that people like, and I think we did in the end. The original process was just to redo this section, and the town actually was able to find a little bit more money and put in the bowl below this, which I think is a significant addition. And when you expand the park like that, you get exponential upgrade in the quality. So I'm really glad that the town was able to do that.
Kovach said his first drop into the renovated Homestead Skate Park back in December felt surreal. His favorite new feature is one he helped come up with, a ledge styled and painted to look like a brick wall that's outside the Chapel Hill High School auditorium.
We wanted to pay tribute to something that was like a local skateboarding spot out in the streets that people would recognize, or maybe they wouldn't, but it'd be a way to kind of honor the local community and tie in some of the like... other places that we like to skate here in Chapel Hill. And it's way wider than the original one at the auditorium, so we kind of made it even better than the original.
You can see photos of the renovated Homestead Skate Park and the Nike SB team's demo during Monday's celebration on chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.